Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. No worries.
Hi, Clark. Clark, thank you for It's going pretty
good.
No happy Friday. How's your day?
Yeah, happy Friday. Yes, a nice day. Fridays are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of how the service works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then because it is a very well-established business over 20 years, you actually qualify for our legacy rate. And that is, Clark, by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We prefer to work with companies that know what they're doing, companies that can handle more business and still do quality work. Now, do you use Google yourself? Are you familiar at all with that local map or the pack that pops up?
Yeah, you know, which is right. She was saying everybody goes to Google to find anything, and that is true, yeah.
We do nowadays. I mean, you've been around long enough to remember the yellow pages, and that's all we used to have, right? And we'd flip alphabetically to the service that we needed. Most of the time, we would just begin our calls from the beginning of the alphabet, which is why so many years ago, there was, all of these double A this, triple A that businesses that put them ahead of their competition alphabetically. They got more phone calls and more jobs, more opportunities. You know, part of that does still work the same way. The guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy who's available to do the job and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire, but we don't make those calls anymore out of the phone book. We Google it. We hop on our smartphone. We hop on a computer. We type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone based off of what we see on that first page. Now, Clark, it's not the companies that have been around the longest that are on the first page of Google, and it's certainly not the ones that start with the letter A, but it's the businesses that have the right content online, content that, like a website, talk about the services. So we would want, first of all, for there to be a website, and we do websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. We would also create like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, all the destinations and directories that Google looks for, Apple Maps, etc. That content, like a website, will talk about your services, talk about your service area. Kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you would be able to provide those services. So, of course, we want to do that for you. Now, the website is going to be a big part of getting people to call you, especially when they can click on it and say, wow, this guy's been doing it for more than 2 decades. They can see the type and quality of the work, before and after photos and things like that. Now, as far as the pricing, it is a month-to-month service, so we're not locking you into a contract. Of course, our job is just to keep your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, the legacy rate, obviously, you're already a well-established business. You will always be, and that reduced pricing will stay with you no matter how long you keep the service. It's actually a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost. It saves you exactly $300 a month, each and every single month. It brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. And that $299 is the exact amount. So you're not paying for leads on top of that. You're not paying for click, call, or jobs, not a percentage of your profits. And, of course, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. We're not trying to nickel and dime you here. We're actually trying to make it as affordable for you as we can because we know that our clients keep the service. You know, your success is our success, and nobody counsels on profit. Once we get your phone ringing and keep those jobs coming your way, you're obviously going to want to keep the service. Now, do you have photos of some of the work that you've done so we can build out your website?
Yeah, it's on a Google. Like, I do have like a free thing.
Oh yeah, right. The Google Business profile website. And I mean, don't get me wrong, of course it's Google compliant. Google makes it, right? It's not really exactly what most consumers want to see. It's kind of just a plain white background, couple of bullet points, and maybe a picture or two. But what we could do, and keep in mind at no additional cost, it's all about getting you the best return on investment. You'd be looking at a website included, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So a custom website obviously allows us to really showcase your work, your talent, and give people the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Again, unlike a lead-based service where you're kind of, you know, paying for the same lead that your competitors get, you might be dealing with someone who's looking for the cheapest guy.
Right.
So with this, you know, customers are calling you. You're not in a bidding war. They'll only reach out to you after seeing your website, so they really are excited to speak with you. And it is, like I said, on a month-to-month basis. Now, is it just for residential, or are you doing any commercial work?
Yeah, commercial and residential.
Is there any real preference of one over the other, or are you kind of like a nice mix?
It's just open to – it's okay. Open.
They both have their pluses and minuses, and it's good to have kind of a combination. You know, the best part about it is the calls come to you, right? So you pick and choose the work that you're going to take on, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month is just a flat rate. Now, do you have a crew or a couple of guys helping you out? Are you looking to take on bigger work? Bigger jobs?
Well, I've got enough work for myself right now. I don't have enough work
to keep somebody on full time. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if that's all you want to do, that's perfect. Because like I said, you get the calls, you pick and choose the work that you want to take on. If you want to get a helper or something like that, you can definitely do that. Once you have your phone ringing and those jobs coming your way, I mean, Lulu put something in the notes, and I hear this a lot from the well-established businesses. Like, you used to be very successful, right? I mean, obviously, people know you. You've been around for a long time. It used to be all that you really needed was, like, a firm handshake and a business card or maybe a listing in the Yellow Pages. But now, most people go online, you know, and if you're not on that first page, you might be 5 miles away from them, and they don't even know that you're doing business, because when they Google painting contractor or interior painter or residential painter near me, whatever they type in, even for commercial work, you know, what they see would be one of your competitors. And that, of course, should change. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time. When you're on that first page, it's a no-brainer. Most people want to work with a quality company. So when we get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, I mean, it's going to be
a lot of my stuff in residential.
A lot of residential clients, And I mean, that's good work. I mean, there's good money in working with residential clients. The thing about residential clients too is they're really likely to, you know, kind of be proud of the work that they had done on their home. You know, they're making an investment in the quality of their home, even, you know, the cost of their home if they're looking to resell it. So they're investing in their home, and when they have friends or family come over and look how beautiful it is, we just got it painted, right? They're going to be talking about the great job that you did and referring you to their friends and family. So it's going to help you keep those calls coming your way. And then I guess my question for you, I mean, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. A lot of our clients just want to pick up the phone and say, oh, hey, you've never called me before. How'd you hear about me? They say, oh, well, I saw your website on Google when I was looking for a painter. And you know, then you know that the service is working for you. But like I said, you do get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on that first page. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you, Clark. Everything has the click-to-call feature, touch of a button, people are dialing your number. The website will also have a contact form. So whether it's a residential or even a commercial client, they can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into the form also repopulates right in your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I think I need to get signed up.
So the phone number that we are speaking on, Clark, is this the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number, the one on your website? It's the
one, sir, on
the Google listing, too.
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
It's not a smartphone, but I can receive a text message. That's a mobile phone.
It's a mobile phone with it. I do hear that now and then. Doesn't have to be a smartphone, but as long as you can receive a text message, because like I said, when someone fills out that contact form, you'll get a text as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we will list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of a personal email, that's totally fine. It would just be hidden. No one would ever even need to see the email. You would, though, still get those requests by email and text when someone fills out that contact form. Clark, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Buddy, which is my nickname.
Okay.
Buddy. B-U-D-D-Y dot Oliveira, which is my business name. O-L-I-V-E-I-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, and then it's just the initials, B-O at gmail.com.
And that was B like boy, right? B-O, not D-O?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your last name?
My last name's Dodge.
Okay, Dodge, D-O-D-G-E. And you said that was Buddy dot Oliveira, and that's dot B-O at gmail.com.
Yes.
My other question for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online.
All right, good. That's good.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, run from the home. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now,
we need the job. Yeah, just meet there at the job. That's what's
They call you, you talk to them, you go out to where they're located. Of course, you have to do the work there. Now, Lulu said to give you the Friday special as well. So that usually means if our boss is in a good mood, I can reduce the cost of the setup fee. And I'd be more than happy to do that. Yeah, I mean, there's normally a setup fee. It helps us cover the cost of the content creation, all the directories. Like I said, the website's already included. The building, hosting, maintaining, and even updating of the website's included at no additional cost. I want to take $200 off of your setup fee, too. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the first month. Every month after that, it's just that flat rate of $299. Real straightforward pricing. It'll never go up, and it's to the penny, the exact amount. Now, I do want to do a couple of things. One is to schedule a follow-up call with your technician. That's where we kind of do a deep dive into where you want to be found. Lulu kind of put in the notes here, of course, San Luis, San Maria. Santa Maria, you don't want to go over the grade, she says. So we'll keep you pretty close to home. We can target, of course, specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found, residential and commercial clients. We'll talk to you about all the different services that you provide. And it's not just painting, right? I mean, I know the name of the company is Oliveira Painting, but you do power washing? Do you do like concrete?
That's painting. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Cabinet refinishing?
Yeah, all that.
Okay,
yeah, perfect. Faux finishing
things. Nice, faux finishing too. So we'll be doing that conversation to make sure we're promoting you for all the services you want to be found for. We'll also want to know if you've got a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, obviously experience, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that'll be a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'm required to do here, Mr. Dodge, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then for that initial payment, Mr. Dodge, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
I'll buy my debit card.
Okay. Is the name on that card Clark Dodge or the business name, any middle initial?
Yeah, it's a business account, and it's got both names on it.
Okay. And you said it, is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's my debit card.
Your debit
checking
card.
Checking account.
Okay. Should start with a 4 or a 5 then if it's a debit card. And does that officially bill at the 2040 Beach Street, 93445?
Yes.
Okay. And
Apartment A.
I did have that on the other page, but on this particular page it doesn't allow for that.
Yeah, don't forget the A because there's 4 different people at that address.
Okay, so it doesn't pull from the other page because it goes on a different line, so I have to add it here separately. But I did have it on the other side. So 2040 Beach Street, Apartment A. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427.
Okay.
4270.
Yes, sir.
7796.
Okay.
5350.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
12/28.
12/2028, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
546.
546. So I've got 546546. For the expiration, December or 12/2028 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Dodge, was the card itself 4427-4270-7796-5350?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, I do need to do that voice verification. Like I said, it is recorded,
okay.
But feel free to stop me if you've got a question. It's pretty straightforward. Give me just a second here to pull that up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Clark. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Olivera Painting.
Okay, that's exactly where I have that. And then, Clark, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Clark Dodge, business owner, Olivera Painting.
Okay. And, Mr. Dodge, as the owner of Olivera Painting, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right. Yes, I do.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Of course. Now, Mr. Dodge, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you, for that reason, Clark, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Dodge, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, agreed.
Perfect. It's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I call the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, obviously I'm going to call them back. That's my client, but I'm concerned if I were a potential customer and I get mailbox not even set up and I'm calling the business number that I see online, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to try to call somebody else. So, of course, our job is to get your phone ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service.
Right.
Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Dodge, that's okay. Fair enough, right? Okay.
Right, that's fair.
We'll actually do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business since no customers ever come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, please do let us know. We want to quickly make sure that there's no content online for your business that does not have the same phone number, the same business name, etc. Okay? Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, the legacy rate, reducing the cost of your setup fee, and with it being month to month, the website included, this part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 26th of April, in the very reduced total amount of just $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. And again, Clark, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount to the penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. There's paid Facebook ads included, and that website, that Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven custom website is included at no additional cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Like I said, you can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you do end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. Please do contact us to prevent the charge to the next month. All that we ask is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Clark, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Dodge, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do agree. Okay. I understand.
Perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation, the support email address. You'll get that by email, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, yeah, shoot it at me. I'm ready.
Okay, so the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Clark, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you do get either the text or the email, Mr. Dodge, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, and it looks like the one spot that we do still have available would be at 2 o'clock today. If that does work out for you, the call would get to you maybe right at or a couple of minutes after 2, get you off the phone about 2:30. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but would that time work out for you today?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions, if you have any, before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. In fact, on Fridays, we do have a really quick meeting at 2 o'clock, but I might still be able to be on that call. Either way, they're going to call you. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to just add another layer of protection here, just a security question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Olivera Painting, even if it's you, Mr. Dodge, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important, especially in about 4, 5, 7 business days when your website is up and active online. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google or even Local Splash, moving forward, it would only be through us. Even if it's Google calling you directly, we will initiate that, and you'll know that it's coming from us as a three-way call. So if they can't tell you my name, which is Paul Gordon, just politely let them go. If they can't tell you the answer and the question, then politely let them go. And if anyone, my goodness, if anyone's calling you, asking you for more money for your Google listing, just say, no, I think I'm well taken care of. Have a nice day. Because again, your voice verification was already attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly states moving forward, it bills once a month on the 26th, exactly $2.99, never a penny more. And that's, again, for your protection. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Torrance, California.
Torrance. And I'm guessing that's the city you were born in, not your first pet's name?
Yes.
All right. Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. Okay. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
Yeah.
Letter? Okay.
I think I was sitting here looking at it, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, and the one that you got already is the one that we want you to see, although the welcome email should be on its way in a minute. But if you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below, or something like that. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Please do click on that. It'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Looking for a username and a password.
So you're a couple of steps ahead of me. Your welcome emails, your welcome email is actually going to have your username and password, and it looks like our system did just send those to you. You don't have to go the next step right now. In fact, if you did, it would give you a message that we're still working to set things up, try to log in the next day or something like that. But it looks like the username is going to be the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So your username is 805-458-3652. Your default password is PPC Google, which just stands for pay-per-click Google. It's always some random thing associated with online marketing. You can change that password, though, once you're able to access your tracking system. We do want to do your client interview first, and then we'll start creating the content for there to be something to track. So maybe by Monday, Tuesday, your tracking system will already be active. And I'm going to send you a calendar invite just to your email, and it's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please just include your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. That helps us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. If you wanted to, you could email photos to the photos department. It's just photos@localsplash.com, but the support email will get forwarded out to anywhere and everywhere. I sent you that calendar invite for your records because the system would normally have sent a reminder email an hour prior to your follow-up call, but we're about 30 minutes away from your follow-up call, so there's no time for the automated system to send that reminder out. But you're all set and squared away on my end. You also did receive another email. It's just automated. It goes out to everyone. You're already PIN verified, so you don't have to worry about that one. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I'm available in the next 35 minutes or so when our technician's ready to give you that follow-up call. If I'm not, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited. I always love when I speak with a well-established business like yours because I know you're going to see great success with this service. We're looking forward to getting that website built, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah, I see here where it says the email you sent from Local Splash.
Okay.
Perfect. I got to click to accept the subscription terms.
Right.
That's as far as I am here. Now I'm going to answer some questions, I guess.
And then I know you said that Buddy is your nickname. Do you prefer we call you Buddy? Do you want us to call you Clark?
Well, whatever's easier.
Okay.
It's just a nickname used by my grandparents and father.
Oh, so that's
It's going through the generation.
Generational.
Yeah, I'm the fourth. I'm the fourth.
Oh, you are. Ah. Yeah. Nicknames are important when you know the name is generational and stuff like
that. Yeah, when you use the same name. Yeah, when you're using the same name as your grandparents.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
So did you when you saw that the terms of experience, did you click on the two boxes? One says
I see here. I click on both of them?
Right.
See,
one is to receive text messages, SMS messages
right.
to the computer. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then when you type in your name, it's case sensitive. So your initials, the C and the D are capitalized, but just those letters. You can copy and paste it, but just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you do have Clark Dodge in that box, just do click the confirm signature box to the right of that. That does a few things. Normally, it would let us shoot out the PIN card, but you're already PIN verified. But it does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, reduced the setup fee. And, of course, it does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there for your business is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So.
You know, I think if my phone just glitched or what, but it went to, after that, it went to Local Splash, and then what's my username and password?
Yep, that's fine. It's the automated system trying to take you to your login page so you can access your tracking system. Don't worry about that now. If you try putting it in right now and you do have the username and password, it will just give you an error message because nothing is set up yet. That's the whole point of the follow-up call. But real pleasure speaking with you today. Like I said, I hope that I'm available in half an hour to say a quick hello. Either way, happy Friday, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Happy Friday.
I hope I can say hello to you again later on. Real pleasure speaking
happy
with you.
Happy Friday.
Especially late in the day on a Friday, late in the week. It's always a pleasure to speak with someone who has been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. You've been a pleasure to speak with, Clark. You appreciate your day. Thank you, buddy. You take care. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, you take care. All right, talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye now.